When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Little off because free food just came, and that always throws us off.
Sure.
But we're going to talk a little Pittsburgh Steelers now. They face the Commanders on Sunday. Andrew Filippone hosts the afternoon show, the PM team with Pony and Mueller in Pittsburgh, and he joins us now. What's up, Andrew?
What's up, guys?
What's
Sorry
up?
My voice sounds like crap. I'm like in the Scott Farrell kind of spot this
We love
morning.
Farrell, so it's all good, man. Yeah. You can do no wrong.
Farrell's sure. our guy.
Yeah, he's love, that. Guy. Love
yeah.
that dude.
He's one of my guys, too. He's from here, but I've had a cold that went from bad to great, feeling amazing, and then it went downhill again. So I don't know what the hell is going on.
Are you sure Andrew, are you sure you're not sick you tweeted last night that the MVP is going to be 6-4 tomorrow morning with losses to the Raiders and Browns plus the Bengals at home. I guess I have a different definition of most valuable. You committed the cardinal sin. You tweeted before the game was over.
I touched the money. It happens to me all the time. You guys should have seen the offers that poured in from both political parties for me to guarantee the election for the other guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, that was a bad job by me.
You got to wait until Joe Burrow's kneeling down to run out the clock before you tweet that out. That's just the way the sports world is.
We needed that game for Cincinnati so bad last night.
Yeah.
Not that Steelers fans are afraid of the Ravens, because frankly, Lamar Jackson has played like garbage against them since he came into the league. But it would have been nice to be 2 up on the loss column going into this Washington game on Sunday.
Could you imagine being Joe Burrow? So he's either 1-9 or 1-10 against the Ravens. And we looked it up. He's got something like 21 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions, a quarterback rating of 107.
I mean, and he can't beat him.
And he just comes up short every time.
And, you know, we talked about this at our First in Pod podcast last night. I do a podcast with Patrick Peterson, which is on all the Odyssey on the Odyssey app. It's easy to get, and he brought up Burrow's stats this year against Baltimore. They're like Kirk Cousins' numbers against Tampa, because Cousins has lit them up, and he's 2-0, and Burrow's 0-2 because his defense is absolute trash, and so. Yeah, I guess it maybe makes me feel a little bit better that Cincinnati's almost down and out because of their playoff pedigree. But still, I want the division. Ravens fans give me so much hell. Actually, Lamar Jackson made a video where he read mean tweets from me. It was a shining moment, guys. It was one of my best spots as a talk show host to get under his skin like that.
So how did you feel, just as a fan, not as a media member, but as a fan, when Tomlin decided to go to Tomlin or to go to Russell Wilson and pull Fields?
I wanted to punch him in the face.
Yeah,
but I have felt that way about Mike a lot over the last 7 or 8 years, because they haven't won a playoff game since 2016. In fact, there was a time a few years ago where a Washington football team plane was in Pittsburgh because they had flown a guy in here to meet with a doctor, and I was trying to gin up a rumor that it was actually Dan Snyder here to covertly meet with Mike Tomlin about trading for him. And it got on Mike's radar, and he was not very pleased with me. But, yeah, I thought it was an awful move because Fields had played pretty well for those first six games at 4-2. And in the history of the NFL, no coach had ever benched a quarterback who had started all six games and given his team a 4-2 record to start a season. It had never happened. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was an atrocious move by Mike, but that's why he makes almost $20 million. And I'm talking to you guys with a sore throat this morning.
Right. Yeah. Very good point.
I was surprised because after that Raider game, I mean, he didn't throw the ball great. I mean, he didn't turn the ball over, but he ran for 60 yards and scored twice. I figured, you know what? They just blew out the Raiders. Maybe they can just kind of lean on that, you know, just controlling the clock and then let your defense beat other teams. And he pulls them. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, he was. And Fields orchestrated late scoring drives against the Colts and Cowboys in their two losses. Yeah. So even in those games, there were moments. I mean, in Indianapolis, he had three touchdowns late in the game, but their defense couldn't stop Joe Flacco, of all people. And then Dallas, the wide receiver, sprained his testicle on the second to last play of the game. Tolbert came back and caught a touchdown pass. I've never seen that before, guys.
No.
I mean, he's got to win something at the end of the year for that. Comeback player of the year, Flacco can win it. I don't see why a guy like that can't.
Right. Sprained testicle.
Hey, so the Commanders, they're going to have their hands full trying to stop Najee Harris. You can definitely run the ball on the Commanders. They're allowing 5.2 yards per carry. Apparently your dog agrees with my assessment.
Stop barking, please. It's a big-time interview. Jeez, Louise.
So Najee's had a real uptick the last three games, over 100 in each of those. And we know that you know, the Steelers didn't pick up his option. I mean, he's trying to showcase himself to other teams. Talk about Najee and how he's been kind of resurrected there.
Oh, that's a great word for it because I thought he had been really a bust. And one of the patron saint types for the guys like me who say you don't draft the running back in the first round because there's not enough value, the guys almost never get second-year contracts. And so the Steelers, when they made this regime change, when Kevin Colbert retired a couple years ago, I think this was another sign that the organization had evolved and there was progress and that they didn't look at running backs the way the old GM did, that you don't invest a lot of money, you don't invest high picks. And Najee had really been a dime a dozen running back, guys. I mean, his career rushing yards per carry average was 4 up until he had a couple of 100-yard games late at the end of last season. It was 3.9. You didn't see things that made him a cut above running back that differentiated him from the run of the mill guys. And in fact, I thought Jaylen Warren, their backup running back, was much better.
Mm.
And the numbers when he would get an opportunity back that up. But Warren has been hurt. He's been bothered by a hamstring injury all year. And this is the best Najee has ever looked. I think Arthur Smith's got to get credit for that. The son of the FedEx founder, a guy that's a billionaire. And he puts his hat on and he goes to work and he does a great job. So far he has, at least for the Steelers. And Najee looked like square peg round hole for the first couple of games where he really didn't see the holes. But he's been explosive, and that's been the other knock against him, is that he can get you a couple tough yards, but he couldn't break it to the second level and give you long runs. He's done that during this three-game stretch too. So I agree with you guys. I've looked at the numbers for Washington, and it seems like this would be an opportunity for Najee Harris to, again, prove to the Steelers that they made a big mistake not picking up that very affordable option this offseason.
So, Andrew, how do you feel about – well, first of all, just throw these numbers out there, and I'm sure you already know them, but Mike Tomlin coming out of a bye has got a great record. He's also got a great record against rookie quarterbacks. Now, this rookie here in Washington might be a little different because he's not playing like a rookie. How are you feeling about what your defense has to do to kind of stop Daniels, especially on the ground? And then talk about some of the moves they made, acquiring Preston Smith and also acquiring Mike Williams.
Well, I feel spectacular about this game. And it's not just for those reasons. He's 13-4 off a bye.
Right.
And he's 25-6 against rookie quarterbacks. That's the most wins against rookie quarterbacks in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know that Tomlin puts more stock in this game because he's from like the Tidewater area. I think he's like a Norfolk guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I mean, he grew up watching these games. And Mike Tomlin, I don't care what he says, he ain't one of these Bill Belichick types who acts like every game means the same or every game counts the same. He wants to go to the D.C. area and win this game by 30 points. And I think that it'll be reflected in the way he coaches. I think that his teams feed off his emotional state. And so he'll be unbelievably jacked up for this game. And Russell Wilson will be too, for the same reasons. He's a Virginia guy. So I think that they'll come in and they'll be ready. Sometimes they come into games very flat. That's been a problem for them. The Colts game was a disaster in terms of them feeling themselves because they were 3-0. I don't think that's going to happen here, and I do like the reinforcements. I think Mike Williams, Aaron Rodgers, it was a complete jerk and jag-off to him, and it really the guy was after that Buffalo game with the interception and blaming Williams, and then Williams wasn't allowed to practice with the team. He had to go off on a side field because Rodgers was so pissed at him. What wussy, wimpy, thin-skinned behavior. So I'm thrilled that he's here, and Williams is already talking about how Russell Wilson is a leader and Aaron Rodgers isn't. So
wow,
I love that. Mm. Yep. And then Preston Smith, hey, he wanted out of Green Bay. And last year we played a playoff game without T.J. Watt because he was injured. So that's how much the depth matters. And I think that's a really good guy to have as an insurance policy for Alex Highsmith and T.J. Watt. That's going to be the big test for you guys. Can these tackles who have been very good, can they hold up against Watt and Highsmith? Because make no mistake about it, there is not a more impactful pass-rushing combination in the NFL than those two guys.
We're joined by Andrew Filippone, afternoon host on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, the PM team with Pony and Mueller. So George Pickens clearly likes the fact that Russell Wilson is throwing him the ball the last two games. His averages in the last two games, 22.2 yards per catch against the Jets, 18.5 yards per catch in the win over the Giants. He's a big play threat. He's going to be a real handful for the Commanders' secondary. Talk about Pickens, some of the other ancillary pieces that surround him. That, I mean, honestly, Pickens is really the passing game there. A lot of the other guys haven't really chipped in due to injury or just haven't been used a lot.
Well, is Lattimore going to play for you guys? What's going on with that?
Looking great. He's dealing with the hamstring injury.
Yeah, they're probably going to hold him out.
Okay, he's hurt. All right, I was going to say, I mean, how hard is it to just say, there's George Pickens, stay with him
the
entire game. But I guess if he isn't healthy, then that's a big blow for you guys. Now, Pickens is, when you think of wide receivers and their mercurial nature and their diva qualities, he is, in today's NFL, right at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is very easy, and I'm sure Dan Quinn is telling his defensive backs, bark at this guy, talk smack, bring up his mom, talk about his ex-girlfriends. I mean, do whatever you can to piss this guy off because, you know, he is a really temperamental player. And I think you can throw him off his game. I mean, he ripped a guy's helmet off at the end of the Cowboys game. He's had lackadaisical play at times. But he is a freak athlete, man. It's very odd. It's very strange. He makes 1% catches that 99% of the NFL can't make, and then he doesn't make plays that every single wide receiver in the league should make, whether it's not getting 2 feet in bounds or just dropping easy balls. So he is a boom or bust player, and that does fit Russell Wilson's personality because he wants to go downfield to guys and air it out and use that running game to bring the safeties in and then beat them over the top. So it's been a great marriage. I thought Pickens was fine with Justin Fields, but this has taken it to a new level where he's starting to, I think, put himself into a upper echelon of wide receivers. And, hey, they've wanted a wide receiver here since March because the other guys blow. I mean, the other guys are just awful. Van Jefferson stinks. Maybe I should be a little bit nicer to Calvin Austin, who has caught a couple of touchdown passes and had a big game against the Giants on Monday Night Football. And he's one of these smaller wide receivers, very, 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 very poor man's Tyreek Hill type, where he's small and he's got some speed to him. But yeah, that's why they wanted Brandon Ayuk. That's why they wanted Devontae Adams. That's why they wanted Cooper Kupp, because they've needed another wide receiver in this offense. And we'll see if Mike Williams is able to supply that.
Like you said earlier, I don't predict any look ahead, not from Tomlin, especially coming off of this break. But you got the Ravens on the 17th after the Washington game. Huge, going to be a huge game.
Yes, And guess what? If this were one of these Washington seasons that you guys have grown accustomed to, you know, where the team was below 500, mm-hmm. I could absolutely look at the Steelers as sleepwalking their way through this game and looking past them. And we call them Tomlin games here, where they look like they're completely ill-prepared and they just thought they could walk in there and win. But I think this game will grab their full attention. And I'll call it right now. I think the Steelers are going to win the game by 3 touchdowns, guys.
Jeez.
And I think you're going to have a very difficult. Yes. Yeah. My prediction from last night's game, awful, horrible.
Right. This one good, though.
Oh, yes. This one you could take to the bank.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Well, it's all Chase Brown's fault.
That'll be a shocker.
Yeah. Finance another MLB prospect podcast with the money I'm going to make off of this game tonight. So,
hey, right. Good luck with the voice.
Yeah, we'll let you go, man.
I gotta do 4 hours today. It's gonna be brutal, boy.
Right.
Sick day,
drops, man.
Sick day.
Some honey.
Yeah.
Do something.
See you guys.
All right, man, buddy. Pulling for you.
Wow.
Can't do a sick day on a football Friday.
What's his rationale for the 3-touchdown win?
He just thinks the Steelers are gonna blow them out.
Yeah. Just see Tomlin's genius and everything.
I don't know.
And, you know, gets rookies and all that. All
right. I think maybe. We know that ain't happening.
I don't know. I'm not ruling out anything.
I'm not saying the Steelers aren't going to win. I'm just saying it's not going to be a 21-point game.
Welcome what I have to deal with every year.
Yeah. Is that just Pittsburgh arrogance always?
Always.
Always. Okay.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yins or arrogance?
Is there no Ravens arrogance?
No, it's there.
Yeah.
It's there. Yeah. It's a healthy rivalry.
What's y'all's record against them like in the last 10 years? Is it 500-ish?
I don't know, but a lot of the times we're resting our starters for the playoffs when we play them.
I like that flex. Gotta like that.
All right. I don't know. I'm nervous about the game, but I'm, you know, they've surprised me so much this year that it's crazy not to be somewhat optimistic. Why would I look at this and just be like, oh, this is a loser?
Yeah.
Why would I look at it?
Say that about any game now.
I don't think so.
On the schedule.
I don't think so.
Looks like if you look at the last 10 games, Pittsburgh's won the majority of them against the Ravens. But
maybe if they're not playing their guys.
Yeah.
The second of those two games, maybe each year.
Need some context.
Who knows?
Yep.
A lot of close games.
They're 7-1 since 2020 against Baltimore.
They're all really close. 17-10, 17-10, 16-13, 16-14. Damn, a lot of 16-point games. 16-13.
All I know is while I'm driving to Princeton today, while my wife's driving, I'm going to be watching the ARCA series.
Yes, you are.
115. Yeah. That's all I know.
Yeah.
That's
State King.
That's
bumper.
That's the biggest. You know, game
those
for me.
Those Venmo bucks are going to be flying in.
Jeff Scheidhauer gave me $39 to go buy the stream.
Hey, very good.
I think you're looking for the 21 car.
The 21 car. That's... What's the name of my driver? Alex.
Alex in the Joke Land 21 car.
Now I feel like second fiddle. Like, I want the hood. He said he'd give me the hood next time.
All right, we've got Scott Abraham from ABC7 to give us a little insight into whether Marshawn Lattimore is going to be playing and more. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. At 9:20, we will get into our predictions for the Steelers-Commanders game here on a Football Friday. But next, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.